I don't know what you can do. I have to ask you this question. Is he sick? Is he depressed? Does he need medical attention? If so, you got to get him to the doctor immediately. Maybe a doctor can help. Otherwise, there's absolutely no excuse for his behavior. None. Good hygiene, of course, is essential for any successful marriage. It's just essential for life that you smell good and take showers and things like that. Who wants to be around this? I mean, you're a better woman than me and most women because we would have been gone. Seriously. Nasty just has no place in a marriage. I don't care. It just has no place there. And I cannot believe that you're still with him. What is wrong with you? Steve?
Really, this letter don't deserve any intellectual thinking. So let me just give you this about little Stanky Man. Stanky Man has some mental issues. Something wrong with him. He's made a life change and did not tell anyone. You know, I don't know what part you talking about when he wants to have sex. He'll wash a certain part of his body. I don't know which one you think you can wash that fixes the rest of it, but I sure would be interested to know, because that would have made this letter a lot more doable for me. You didn't have to tell me how many men you've been with before you got with your husband and after y'all broke up. All you got to do is tell me that ain't nobody smell like your husband. You can't take it. Now, in the middle of the letter, you talk directly to me. You said, Steve, his breath stinks, his butt stinks, his feet stink. Your real problem is if all of them smell the same. Anytime your breath is the same as any other area,
no, Steve.
We have now an international problem.
International.
I have took my gym shoes off at times and could not believe they was on me. So now let me give you some suggestions on what you can do to bathe him.
Yeah.
And without getting a fight. Here's a couple of things you can do. The next time he falls asleep in the living room in his lazy boy chair.
Yeah.
Tie him up. And bathe him in the living room and put duct tape on his mouth because he's going to be trying to holler. People who stink can't stand to smell right. That's the first thing. Next thing, take him to the car wash. About halfway through, kick his nasty ass out the car into them brushes.
Yes.
That's in the car wash.
Okay.
Next thing I suggest you do.
Come on.
Is shoot him in both legs.
Why?
When he go down.
Yeah.
Wash the blood and his butt.
Wow.
Here's another one.
Okay.
What?
It's pretty extreme.
Put a sprinkler system in the house and set the timer for 2 times a day.
I like that one. Yeah.
Yes.
And vary the time so he don't get used to it. And here's my last suggestion. Buy a water bed, and when he get in it, bust it.
And that's it.
And get him in that water. Yeah.
These are things you can do. That I don't know what to say about your letter, ma'am.
Yeah,
I'm really stuck.
He nasty.
Yeah.
He nasty. I'm with Shirley, though. Why are you still there? He don't wash his feet, his teeth, or his butt. Them is the three key areas that creates the most funk. If you don't wash your feet, your mouth, your tail. Let me explain to you. Now, your tail is key.
Yes.
Because your tail speaks. See, you can put shoes on and mask the feet.
Yeah, okay.
You can keep your damn mouth shut and mask your mouth.
But
your tail comes through your slacks.
Yes.
Your tail odor ekes up over the belt.
Yes, it does.
Your tail, if you unzip your pants, it rush out.
Preach on that tail, man.
Your tail, when you walk up steps, it move it round.
Talk about that tail, bro.
Your tail, when you sitting it in a chair, you open it, it lets it out. It come out the side. Your tail odor comes down your pants leg. Yeah. Come all out round your ankles.
Your ankles.
Your tail smell is the worst smell there is.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.